Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
This is the Best of the Herd with Colin Cowherd on Fox Sports Radio.
No, it is a Wednesday. All sorts of news live in Los Angeles. It's the Herd, wherever you may be and however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. Joel Klatt next hour on the Jim Harbaugh rumors. Aaron Rodgers can't be an MVP because he's a bad guy. People are freaking out. Good to have you. Joy Taylor's joining me. Joy, how are you?
Isn't it exhausting to be freaking out all the time? Like, all the time, guys. All the time. You have to be hysterical every second of the day.
I know. I tell you this all the time. Unless I see somebody being bad to animals or kids, people without power, that bothers me.
Sure.
I'm probably not outraged more than once a year. There are people that live on the internet that are outraged. I'm sorry, some of you conservatives are outraged every day. It's like, I can't do it. I'm just not outraged that much.
Look, wild injustice is going to make me enraged.
That's about it.
I've just got stuff to do today, guys.
I got soup to eat.
Right?
I don't have time to be outraged.
You want to read a book with actual paper?
Well, I'm going to get into that story in a second. I'm going to start with Jim Harbaugh. There are reports now from credible sources Jim Harbaugh is strongly considering the NFL. Many people think he's just trying to get more money at Michigan. I'm going to talk about this several times today. Joel Klatt later. Let's start with this. He could get any NFL job that's available right now, and he should be the number one choice. But he never won a championship. Oh, God, that's a bad, dumb guy argument. Either Sean McVay. If Belichick left tomorrow and McVay said, I want the Patriots job, he'd have it. Dan Marino never won a Super Bowl. He's not great. Barkley didn't win a title. He's not great. Get over it. Jordan didn't win a title until Pippen. You can't judge everything on. There are context and nuance and layers. Jim Harbaugh won 69% of his games in the NFL. 44-19, 69% better than Andy Reid, better than Parcells, better than Pete Carroll, better than Belichick. And he didn't have Brady. He had Colin Kaepernick and Alex Smith. The Niners had not had a winning season in 8 years. They were terrible. They were the Jets now. He walked in, three playoff runs, Super Bowl. He leaves, they're awful. Stop arguing about championships. You might as well just put a big loser on your forehead. Nobody that I know that's successful judges successful people based on, you've got to be number one in the world. Los Angeles has 25,000 real estate agents. You have to be the number one real estate agent in Los Angeles to be smart and successful. Being number one is timing and breaks and who's your quarterback. Belichick can't win without Brady. I mean, this Patriot team, they're not going to win. That team's not going to the Super Bowl. Matt Castle with Belichick cannot go to the Super Bowl. Belichick fired in Cleveland. They couldn't get the right quarterback. Kaepernick to a Super Bowl. And because he didn't have a succession plan and he was losing trust in that quarterback, Kaepernick, like he and Balky, it just got worse and worse and worse, and he knew he could get the Michigan job and he took it. He's a great coach. He's fantastic. So that's the number one thing is that this guy's a – look at his winning percentage. He's 4-for-4 in his career. San Diego, Stanford, Niners, Michigan. He took over a mess, and within 3 years, they were all outstanding. I mean, they were all – his first 2 years at Michigan, he won 10 games. Brady hoped they were winning six, and nobody was showing up. So, but here's the second thing why I believe in this, because I think he would be the number one choice. I would hire him in Jacksonville tomorrow. Tomorrow. I don't care if they already had a college coach. I don't care. That if you draft a cornerback and he's no good, I can't draft a cornerback the following year. Like, they're separate people. Urban's not Jim Harbaugh. Urban didn't even watch the NFL for years. Urban told me many times, I don't even watch Sunday football. Harbaugh played in it, watched it, coached in it. It was good in all of it. So I don't give a rip about, well, Urban didn't. Who cares? Urban wasn't an NFL guy. Harbaugh was. He's in the Ring of Honor for the Colts. He was a Pro Bowler. The second thing why I believe this is, and I have strong feelings about this, you know I'm into player mobility. I'm into paying college players. I'm into the transfer portal. But some of the media in this America are just unrealistic. College football is a circus. It's an $8 billion a year business. It's got no CEO. All you do-gooders love the transfer portal. In season, out of season. I mean, even the NFL's like there's restrictions on some player movement. You can go anywhere, anytime, any team. It's like there's no restrictions. Even the NFL has a salary cap. I mean, the NIL is just a wild, wild west. A car dealer's like, I'll give $1 million for that. You can't have a country. We can't live in a country where all 50 states do whatever they want. You have to have structure in a government. The NFL's got structure. You can make $500 million if it fits within the salary cap and you have – otherwise, it would just be Stan Kroenke would buy all the good players. He's the richest owner. You have to have – and in college football, of course, Alabama or an Ohio State can pay more than Oregon State. There's got to be some structure on the NIL or the Habs are going to – I mean, and they're already pulling away. Do you want it to be even greater? So I'm for paying players, but you need structure. I'm for transferring. Maybe in season you shouldn't be. Is that reasonable? You got players bailing on bowls. I support mobility. But in the NFL, you can't just bail on a team in a playoff. There is no structure in college football. Jimmy Sexton, an agent, has more control than Mark Emmert, who runs the NCAA. No agent has more power than Roger Goodell. That's the reason we have a president and governors and senators. You need some structure. And college football, and I love it, is just it's the wild, wild west. I can transfer, I can bail, I can get this, and I'm for players getting paid. I'm for the transfer portal. I'm for it. I'm also, I like ice cream. I don't eat it all day. I mean, there's got to be some structure in my diet. And so I think Harbaugh looks at this and he's like, listen, I can't even keep us. He lost another assistant this morning to Michigan. In the NFL, you don't have the NCAA. Players can't leave anytime they want. Players can get rich and make more money than you, but there's a structure to it. It's not just fend for yourself. Agents aren't controlling the sport. And also, in the NFL, coaches make really good pensions, like really good pensions. So it's much easier in the NFL to keep your staff. The only time you lose guys on the staff, A, you fire them, or B, you get a great coordinator like a Brian Daboll or Brian Leftwich, and everybody's like, okay, I got to hire that guy. Otherwise, you can keep your staff together. God, in Michigan, he's getting cherry-picked every 15 minutes. Pete Carroll told me that one time. He goes, I don't recruit players as much as I recruit coaches. I can't keep them. And so I buy into this. One, I think he should be the number one candidate. He's great. Number two is, and I love college football, and I'm for player mobility. But as Joyce said yesterday, you can think two things. I can be for player mobility, but can we cap it a little? Can I just leave after a game in September? Like, whoa, I lost my quarterback. I can think two things. I want players to get paid in college. Can we put a little fence around it? A little, like, can a car dealer in Alabama just write a $10 million check? That's not what we want. That's not what it should be. So you can think two things at one time. But I do buy it. I think college football is a little bit of a circus, and I think Harbaugh and his personality, Jim likes structure. I don't know Jim well, but I know people that know him. He likes structure. The NFL is a league about structure and salary caps and player movement, and college football right now is just, it is every team for themselves, and I think it turns him off. So that's my takeaway this morning. The other thing is to remember the downside of the NFL, because there's so many advantages to coach in the NFL over college. You don't have to deal with donors and goofy boosters and NCAA and the transfer. You don't have to deal with all that stuff. The downside of the NFL, where if you recruit a quarterback and he's no good, I can just bring in another one. In fact, I can recruit 2 to 3 a year. In the NFL, it is solely dependent on, you don't win if you don't have a good quarterback. I mean, here's a great example. Matt Rhule was an unbelievable college coach. No quarterback in the NFL, dumpster fire. Cliff Kingsbury was an average college coach, below average, got fired. He's got Kyler Murray. He's great. It's totally dependent. Even Belichick, you don't give him a star quarterback, you don't win Super Bowls. So that's the thing with Harbaugh, is he's going to look. To me, I would go to Jacksonville, and they got Trent Bulkey's running it right now. He and Harbaugh don't like each other, and Bulkey's kind of a rigid guy. He's been there a couple years. If I was Harbaugh, I'd say, yeah, that guy's gone. I'll take that. But he should be the number one candidate. Folks, his winning percentage in the NFL is almost 70%. In the NFL. And he did it with Alex Smith. I like Alex Smith. Kaepernick, he was an interesting player. I mean, he kind of blew me away when he first came in. But in the end, he went in 70% with those guys. That's not Brady or Peyton Manning or Aaron Rodgers or Russell Wilson or John Watson. Or So, he's the guy. If he's on the market, that's who you hire. And I do believe he is strongly considering it. And he should strongly consider it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Got Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world. They just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it. $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks.
If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Resumes matter in life. Remember when Drew Brees got in trouble because of a sentence he said? And it's like, no, like he's got a career and a resume. He's been a good guy, charity, good family man, good dad, good teammate. And the media just crushed him because he said something. I thought he was tone deaf. It was during the Black Lives Matter. I thought he was tone deaf. But his resume tells you he's a great leader and a good guy. Like, that matters, right? Like, we all make mistakes. Don't make a judgment. Does your family have anybody in it that's a train wreck? Does that mean your family's a train wreck? I watch the NFL every game every weekend, and there's a terrible game every weekend. Does that mean the NFL is terrible? Antonio Brown is off the rails. Does it mean the Buccaneers are off the rails? Can the media stop doing this? And by the way, fans, you stop doing it too. Taking one and making it all. One voter of 50, Hub Arkish in Chicago, don't know him, longtime Chicago sports writer, says, I don't think I'd vote for Aaron Rodgers. He's a bad guy. Well, it's subjective. There's no guidelines that you couldn't vote for him. And it should be noted, if Aaron was a bad guy, and because of his offseason, he put up huge numbers this year, but they were like, you know, 10-7 and won the division. Bad guy could be used if you have good stats. What if Antonio Brown, by the way, very disruptive, had MVP-level stats? Could you say, I just don't think he's good for the locker room? I don't think he's a good guy. I don't think he's a good teammate. He's just talented. Could you use the bad guy argument in that instance? Well, yeah. I said yesterday, I'd vote Aaron 1 and Joe Burrow 2. And there's people that have stats and can argue. But I said one of the reasons, a strong reason for Joe Burrow being number 2 would be he has the poorest owner or the cheapest owner in sports. It's a dysfunctional organization. So I'm literally counting his general manager, the scouting, his owner. That's kind of subjective by me, isn't it? I say Derek Carr would get, if I had 4 or 5 votes for MVP, I'd give Derek Carr some. He may not make the playoffs. But poorest owner, interim head coach, everybody's hurt. I'm counting all sorts of stuff. So personality, if it's disruptive and you have great stats, you can consider, if you think somebody hurts the locker room, because I think Green Bay's got really, really good players. If they were 10-7 after Aaron didn't show up and it was all this stuff, but he had great numbers, you could say, yeah, I think he's been disruptive. They should be like a 14-13 win team. But let's not take one writer and say, well, that's what everybody thinks. That's just clickbait. I disagree with the writer. I don't think Aaron's a bad guy, and it clearly hasn't hurt the team. I think Aaron's complex. At times, he's a little condescending to everybody. I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's a wildly complex guy and a very smart guy and an incredibly talented guy. But it is not the most courteous or the most likable or the most relatable. It's not. We know that. But most valuable, valuable is very interesting. I've talked about this years and years and years. The most valuable person in my family, the most valuable thing in my life is, well, is it my wife or my kids or it's my, I mean, there's, I consider different reasons for each one. I'm not the same person without my wife. I couldn't imagine my life without my kids. I couldn't, if you looked at your life, what's the most valuable thing? It would be your house. Otherwise, you'd sleep on the street. Like, what is valuable mean? I think there's a lot of different arguments. I'm a Derek Carr, Joe Burrow, get 2 and 3 on my MVP list because they have kind of dysfunctional organizations historically. Does that count? Even in college football demands that you give a preseason top 25 poll. Now think about this. You haven't played a game, and you've all lost to 30-year players. They've graduated. Well, how do I do that? You know how I do it? I've said it for years, and it ticks people off. I go look at your recruiting last 4 years. I haven't seen these kids play, but I know Alabama recruits five-star kids, so even if they lose this, I look at their previous recruiting years, bang, 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 I'll put them top two. So I'm looking at recruiting rankings because the sport demands that I put a top 25 vote in. You lost 27 players. You haven't played a game. I have no idea. You got a new defensive coordinator. I go to rankings. I go to recruiting rankings. So let's not overreact to one voter because Aaron's going to win the thing. And secondly, this stuff's always been much more subjective than you think. There are no guidelines on this. You should be able to consider a lot of things. If I had a vote, I would vote Aaron 1 and I would vote Joe Burrow 2, and it wouldn't be that disparate. It would not be that disparate. Joe Burrow is not far behind. To me, Joe Burrow is an inch behind Aaron Rodgers. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has a great O-line, a star receiver, no chaos, excellent front office. They develop players. I mean, it's just total structure. Cincinnati's a mess. Joe Burrow arrives. We don't even know if Zach Taylor's a good coach. Joe Burrow arrives, and they win an excellent division. Green Bay's division stinks. I mean, Mike McCarthy dominated that division. So could we, the media, stop overreacting, but fans stop overreacting. It's one voter. Tiger Woods has bad holes, and he won the Masters. Like, you can have a bad hole in golf, a bad game, a bad family member. Antonio Brown doesn't speak for the Buccaneers. He speaks for Antonio Brown.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
He's Mike Harmon. I'm Dan Byer. We have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, but they just disagree on how.
We're going to get across that wasteland, and we're going to do it together.
Fallout. All episodes available now on Prime Video.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports,
like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Saw Aaron Rodgers was on the Pat McAfee YouTube show, and he was saying, like, he was kind of self-evaluating and kind of evolving. I thought it was something you don't hear professional athletes admit. They were something, and they're moving on. And one of the quote was, he goes, I said Aaron Rodgers, I'm aging from making mistakes, from failing, from being too sensitive, from taking things too personal at times. I'm trying to get better at that. So first of all, Aaron deserves a lot of credit for that because most people don't like to do that. The second thing is, I know you guys all think I'm some California left-leaning liberal on social issues. I am. And I took a shot at conservatives earlier on, so let me take a shot at liberals. The worst quality of all liberals, and it literally, it's a horrible human quality. It speaks very poorly of a party, and not only liberals do it, but it's just constant, is they demand that you evolve as a person, but yet hold your previous mistakes against you. We were all idiots in our 20s. I said and did probably stupid things. Don't even remember them. It's like 35 years ago. People make mistakes. People evolve. People do bad things, and they're good people. You can't demand people constantly evolve and then hold them accountable for a tweet 9 years ago. Which is it? Sorry, we're not perfect. It's a bad liberal quality. Total turnoff for me. There you go. I'm even. I ripped conservatives earlier and liberals. Okay. But what I like about this with Aaron Rodgers is that Aaron is not a bad guy. He drives me nuts. He's condescending. There's some leadership stuff I don't like, but he's also really complex. So Aaron's a very, very complex guy. And the truth is, I'd rather have complex athletes than simpletons. There's a lot to unpack with Aaron. His family, some teammates, but he owns it. I'm trying to get past it. I've been too sensitive to that. He's my MVP. I totally appreciate it. And I've also come to terms with Aaron. And I put him in a very unique class, the John Elway, Peyton Manning class. I don't need another Super Bowl from Aaron. It will not ding him. Big Ben's got two, and I don't even put him in the same class with Aaron. Eli needs a second Super Bowl to be a Hall of Famer. Because I didn't look at Eli and go, oh my God, he's the second best Manning I've ever seen. He's not even the best guy in his own family at quarterback. In fact, there's an argument to be made, Archie Manning was the best athlete of all the Manning family. But Eli needed that second Hall of Fame for me to kind of elevate him to a Hall of Fame. Once John Elway won one, or Peyton Manning won one, and Aaron Rodgers won one, he is so profoundly gifted, I don't need a second one. I won't ding him for it. It's like, I've always been an Aaron guy over a Favre guy. I've said that 100 times on this show. I think Aaron has evolved. He's more coachable, fewer mistakes. The gunslinger thing I thought was, it was fun. It was a good story, but it lost a lot of games. I've always said, Aaron plays the position pre-snap, post-snap. I think he plays it intellectually at an all-time high level, like a Peyton Manning, Brady, like five guys ever. And a lot of smart guys don't always play smart football. Andrew Luck made a lot of bad throws. I mean, Russell Wilson, I love him. Family's from Princeton. I mean, Russell's a smart guy. He makes throws. I'm like, oh, yeah. But so I was always an Aaron over Favre guy. But I will say this, is that it can't just be championships, because Dan Marino, I mean, if you told me, who are the five most talented quarterbacks you've ever seen? Marino's one of them. He's got no championships. Aaron's one of them. Peyton Manning's one of them. I'm not sure Brady's one of them. I think Brady's the most productive. Elway is one of them. Russell Wilson at his best, I've never seen anything like it. I've never seen anything. Nobody can hit him. He never gets hit. So I think I've moved as Aaron's evolving. I think I look at Aaron and my opinion of him has evolved. I've never seen anybody except Dan Marino make the game look this easy. Marino made it look easy, but it felt like practice. He was just screwing around out there. Aaron's a close second.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
I'm very excited about this. So what you think I'm into is often not what I'm into. I like uncovering little mysteries, and they may not be true, but they're little theories. But, you know, we all know if you have a bad quarterback situation or no succession plan like the Steelers, you can be in big trouble. You got Lamar Jackson's coming back. I got Joe Burrow. Heck, I even like the Ravens' backup, Tyler Huntley. And Baker Mayfield, when he is healthy, is better than an old Ben. You can't have the fourth best quarterback in a division. You got the coach and the GM, but Belichick can't win with bad quarterback play. Are you going to go into the Ice Age, the Steelers' Ice Age? Like, this is bad football.
Oh.
I want you to think about this. So the Steelers are currently 17th. Now, that's for the Steelers. That's way up the draft board. Like, they're usually, you know, stinkeroony, like 21st, 22nd, 23rd, right in the middle. And they could finish even a little, you know, they could finish. If they lose this weekend, they could have like 15, 16. So that's important. That's not a terrible spot. Easier to move up from there than 25. They got three things going for them in the quarterback situation. Number one, a lot of the bad teams that draft above them, you know, your Jets and your Jags, they've got quarterbacks. I think the Lions are not going to move off Jared Goff. They gave up, you know, they pay too much. They're not going to move off him. So that's good. Like a lot of the bad teams last year, they got the quarterbacks last 2 years. Number two is there's not like a superstar prospect that we know somebody's going to take. Here's the third thing that plays into the Steelers, though. The teams above them, three of them that could take a quarterback. Let's start with the Texans at three. They actually kind of like Davis Mills. And reportedly, they don't love this quarterback market, and they've got a terrible roster. So what people are saying down in Houston now is, let's just get the best player. We'll go after quarterback next year. But Davis Mills, okay. We got to find our – and they're going to give him a second year. A lot of people think Davis Mills – remember when he got drafted, a lot of people were like, give him some time. He's an interesting – he was a great high school quarterback, had some success in college. So I don't think they're going to take a quarterback. I think they're going to go and get one of those, you know, like the former J.J. Watt, like a big Thibodeau, a rush end. Okay, let's take the Broncos at 11. They need a quarterback. Come on, man. They've done Paxton Lynch and Drew Locke. They've done the draft twice. Whiff, whiff. You think they're going to go get another college quarterback who's like in not a great and they're in a division with Mahomes twice a year, Derek Carr twice a year, Justin Herbert. They're going to go big game hunting. They're going after Russ. They're going after Cousins. They'll go after Derek Carr. They're not doing the college thing again. This roster is ready to win now in Denver. They're going big. They'll overpay for somebody. And then you have the Eagles. Well, I'm not drafting a quarterback. Jalen Hurts has emerged. He made the playoffs. And if you watch Jalen Hurts, he's way better now than week five. Like, he's getting better. He's an ascending player that leads the number one rush offense. I would not draft a quarterback. Maybe if you want to find somebody in the fifth or sixth round, because he does run around, you find kind of a symmetry with like a backup guy that like if you could find a Tyler Huntley in the draft that moves around, a little undersized, because Jalen does, you know, get whacked once in a while, runs around, very mobile. But so you got three things going for you, is that you're in a pretty good draft position if you really look at this. And oh, by the way, Carolina and Washington are two teams that draft above you that need quarterbacks. Well, Carolina's paying Darnold almost $20 million a year. So they've got to think about what they're going to do. And Washington, yes. But there's like four or five quarterbacks that are all kind of the same. Like, right? There's like four or five guys that are nobody. And this is why Kenny Pickett from Pittsburgh, who I don't think is a great prospect, but he's been in the building. The Pitt Panthers and the Steelers share the facilities, share the building. It's very interesting. And I do think he feels like Pittsburgh. I think he feels like Pittsburgh. He's got size. He can move. He's experienced. You know the Steelers have incredible intel on him because he's in the building. So if I was Pittsburgh at 17, this is the kid I would go with because I have the most intel on him. I know the odometer. I've seen him for 3-4 years. You know all the coaches. Steeler coaches and Pitt Panther coaches know each other. Sometimes you just have intel that nobody else has. And so it's interesting. It's a weird year in Pittsburgh that their draft spot's better. A lot of the bad teams have quarterbacks. Three teams above them, I think, they're going to go. Jalen Hurts' emergence is great for the Steelers. You can't draft a quarterback in the first round with Jalen Hurts. That'd be idiotic. I love that I just came up with that out of thin air. It didn't even exist yesterday, that topic. It's very exciting. Oh, I got another thing I want to talk about. So the Jim Harbaugh thing. There's a story that Jim Harbaugh, from reputable sources, that Jim Harbaugh is going to consider the NFL. And I have a belief. Jim Harbaugh's father, Jack Harbaugh, there's legendary stories that John and Jim would be in the back seat with Jack Harbaugh. And the saying they always said was, they didn't grow up with a lot of money. He was a football coach. Was always, it doesn't get any better than this. It doesn't get any better than this. That was like the legendary saying. And there's a saying similar to that, that if you look at Jim Harbaugh's career, he always leaves whenever this saying happens. It can't get better than this. I want you to think about that. That was what his dad said. Over and over, it can't get better than this. Go read the stories on the Harbaugh family. So his career, San Diego, why did he leave? Because he went 11-1. You're not going to go to a major bowl. It can't get better than this. He went to Stanford. 4 years. Why leave? 12-1. Andrew Luck won the Orange Bowl. You're not going to beat, it's Stanford. There's limitations. It can't get better than that. He goes to San Francisco. He gets to the playoffs with Alex Smith, but it can do better than that because he found Kaepernick and liked him. Gets to a Super Bowl with Kaepernick. Lost, but got to a Super Bowl. He looks around the league. He was starting to kind of lose trust in Kaepernick's style. It can't get better than this. Then he goes to Michigan. 12 wins, beat Ohio State, get to the playoff. He's not stupid. Michigan's an elite academic institution. They're not going to get into bidding wars for players with Alabama and Georgia. They're not. They are not. It can't get better than this. Harbaugh knows when he plays Georgia. We can't. That's not what we can be. I mean, there's an understanding right now in college football. I was talking to somebody in the Midwest that's in the recruiting space. He's like, if the SEC wants the best players with NIL, they get them. They just get them. And Harbaugh knows the game. He doesn't live in a footprint in Michigan that's got 75 high school stars like a Georgia does. Georgia's in a state with 100 Division I players, 30 great ones. Michigan's in a state with 28 Division I players and 6 great ones. It's hard to convince kids to go to different regions and away from their mom and dad and their friends. If you look at what the dad, Jack Harbaugh, said for years in that car, it can't get better than this. Look at Harbaugh. All four moves. He left when it couldn't get better. This is it for Michigan. They're not going to go into a semifinal and beat Georgia one game and Bama the next. They don't have the personnel. Go look at even with Harbaugh, who's a very good recruiter, look at the last 5 drafts. Do you see 6 Georgia guys in the first round, 6 Bama guys in the first round, sometimes 4 Clemson guys, 5 Buckeyes, maybe get a couple Michigan this year's got a great defensive end. So if you look at Harbaugh, the dad, what he said, what Jim's done, it can't get better than this. It just meant something different in the backseat of the car than how Jim uses that interpretation.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Voice of college football, Joe Klatt, stopping by. 44 school records, Colorado Buffalo starting quarterback, and minor league baseball. Couldn't hit the curve. Boom, get rid of him. Nobody can. Actually, nobody.
It's very
can,
true.
Nobody can hit the curve.
It's very true.
Except Derek Jeter, maybe, or something.
I tell you, it's people have no idea how rigorous it is. Like, to become a big leaguers are unbelievable. Like, guys go to the NFL all the time. Big leaguers in baseball. That's tough. That is tough what they do.
Okay. I said this Harbaugh stuff I believe in.
Okay.
Because if you look at Jim leaves every job when he kind of feels like, I think I've done as much as I can.
Okay.
Beats Ohio State. Now I got to go back to Columbus and play him. He's not stupid. He looks at Georgia and Bama and is like, those are in talent-rich states. I can't compete. Also, Derek Carr and the Raiders available. Trevor Lawrence, Jacksonville available. What hurt him at the end in San Francisco?
By the way, maybe Denver and a free agent quarterback in Denver.
I think
that could be available.
You think he leaves?
I don't know. Listen, I thought that he was happier this year than he has been at any point in time in which I've covered him at Michigan. And from my standpoint, I think a lot of that had to do with the staff that he hired. Remember, he got a lot younger, hired a lot of new staff, a lot younger. In fact, he was the only one that was over 45 years of age on that staff. He believes in what they're doing, and I don't think he's driven by money, but I do know that he's driven by competition, and he's driven by trying to go out there and take on, I don't want to say a project, but some level of competition that's a little bit different. It interests him, and I won't be shocked, but I would be a little bit surprised if he leaves. And the main reason is because I think his family is settled. I think that he's settled. I think that he found a nice niche. They're recruiting at a high level. But you bring up a good point. Like, do you want to continue to be evaluated against Ohio State when they're recruiting at a higher level?
Yes.
Listen, for the foreseeable future, if Michigan is to beat Ohio State, it will remain an upset.
Yes.
Because of the way that they're recruiting. This is not a knock. That's just the facts of the matter.
Yeah.
So do you want to put yourself in that position if you're Jim Harbaugh? That remains to be seen. I will say this. Regardless, someone is getting a great coach. Obviously, Michigan knows that and what he's been able to do. If he leaves, he will succeed. Mark my words. He will succeed. He has succeeded everywhere that he's been immediately. San Diego, Stanford, San Francisco, and Michigan. Immediately succeeded. So if he does jump, watch out, because wherever he goes, they'll probably start winning right away.
Okay, so Georgia, Alabama, I don't understand. Bama's got the better coach and the significantly better quarterback, and they're underdogs.
I know.
Like, I think Alabama's going to win the game, right?
Well, I mean, it's hard to beat a team twice. And we will say, I think that you can also, while those things are absolutely true, Nick Saban's the greatest coach that we've ever seen in our sport, and Bryce Young is a fabulous player.
Game changer.
Absolutely. Having said that, Georgia has been the better team more consistently this year. We've seen Alabama at times, and I know that they bristle at this when you kind of bring things up, but they did not play well against Florida. They did not play well, obviously, in a loss against Texas A&M.
Arkansas.
LSU got after them a little bit at times. Auburn should have beat them. All they got to do is just manage the clock at the end, and Auburn wins the Iron Bowl. So those things are also true, and it's very difficult to beat a team twice. If the Georgia that showed up against Michigan shows up against Alabama, I think Georgia wins the game. I think they're better at the defensive line spot, and we saw that in spades against Michigan. And if they can present pressure in Bryce Young's face, then watch out. And I think that Georgia's going to be a little bit more motivated. Remember, they had very little motivation in that SEC championship game. I hate using that excuse, but their future was still ahead of them, regardless of the outcome of that game. And now you're going to get to see what Georgia is fully loaded, fully ready to go. That defensive front seven is as good as any I've seen in a long time. And Bama's going to have their hands full. I am going to side with the smart people in Vegas. I'm picking Georgia in this game.
Oh, boy. Jeez.
You hate it because of the quarterback thing. And I, by the way, that's breaking my rule. You always take in a one-game affair. You got 60 minutes, you take the best quarterback, right? Georgia.
All right. So this is a mantra I live by, and many of mine are duplicated, copied, and earmarked success for people who follow them.
I thought you were about to say you duplicated or copied them from somebody else, which is fine. It's just fine. Just repurpose them, maybe.
Yeah. Well, maybe I did that. I'm not going to tell you. So money's important, but it can't drive the car. It's got to be a passenger.
Sure.
So Caleb Williams can make more money short-term going to Auburn or Georgia.
Okay.
There's a certain SEC school I won't name that is now giving $1 million promise to five-star recruits. Okay. USC's not going to get into a bidding war. Michigan's not going to get into bidding wars. It's not. That's not what they're going to do. Okay. So to me, Caleb Williams, yeah, go to Lincoln Riley. It's obvious. Auburn, who's another school, or Georgia, he can get more NIL money. But I'm sorry, Kirby Smart's defense, Brett Venables hired a good OC. I could see him staying there because I like who Oklahoma hired as the OC. I do like that. But Lincoln Riley has a history of walk-ons, baseball players.
No doubt.
Bench Jalen Hurts. Like, it's obvious, right?
I think it's obvious, although you have to be able to see past a foot in front of your face, which is hard at times, in particular when you're talking about something that maybe is life-changing, like $1 million or $2. And I don't know exactly the figures being thrown out for Caleb Williams. This is wild speculation on my part.
He would get $1 million promised in the NIL and the SEC.
That's around there. I would say probably north of that. I would say maybe closer to two, because okay, he's more of a proven commodity rather than some high school player. And I don't think USC is going to get in that game in the NIL. However, if I was Caleb Williams, don't you have to look past that immediate sum of money and look at the future of what your potential earnings can be based on where and who you play for? Okay, so look at what Baker's been doing now, career earnings. Kyler Murray, career earnings. What Jalen Hurts is going to be doing, career earnings. Well, that far surpasses some $2 million payday, even if it's a high-end $2 million payday for 2 years at Georgia or Auburn, when they don't have the track record of putting the quarterbacks recently in the National Football League in order to have those big pops of success like you've seen with Baker, like you've seen with Jalen, and like you've seen certainly at Arizona with Kyler Murray. So I think for Caleb Williams, it might not just be about the money that he's about to receive in this NIL cycle, as much as it is, where can I go and develop so that I can be the best prospect I can potentially be, maximize my draft value, and potentially get to the second contract in the NFL? Because remember, when Caleb Williams goes to the NFL, they're going to be in the new television deal. And if he can get to a second contract at the quarterback
position, $300 million or more.
Easy, easy. These contracts that we're about to see for quarterbacks are going to be $50, $60, $65 million annually, because of the rev share model with the 51% to the players in the NFL CBA.
Hey, you know, I only have like a minute and a half left.
Okay.
I am for player mobility, and I am for players transferring. But there's no fence around any of this stuff in college.
Guardrails. We need guardrails.
There's no guardrails, and all the do-gooders are like, you got to pay players. I'm okay with it, but the NFL has a salary cap.
And it's hard to cap NIL because we don't cap NIL for NFL players.
Right.
Right? I mean, you can't tell Patrick Mahomes, hey, there's only a certain amount you can make from State Farm. Right? we just don't say that.
Right,
and so it's hard to get into that mold. But the guardrails as far as calendar and roster structure, there's been 3,000 players enter the portal in the last 2 months. That's too many. That's too many. There's going to be hundreds of college football players that threw away college scholarships and never get them back, because of roster mismanagement and the lack of calendar structure and guardrails around the transfer portal.
And we're both for mobility.
Totally.
I'm totally. It's like I said earlier, I love ice cream, not for breakfast. I can love something and simultaneously need guardrails on it a little.
Speak for yourself. I just work out harder and I love donuts. Oh my gosh, I love donuts. Do you love donuts, Joy?
I like donuts, but I do know this as a Joel Klatt fact that you are obsessed with donuts.
Love donuts. There used to be a Krispy Kreme right outside the complex with the San Diego Padres were in Phoenix, right out there, like the 101 in Peoria. You guys know what I'm talking about. And before spring training, there used to be like 30-minute lines. Why? Because a dozen Krispy Kremes goes down like butter.
That's why you couldn't hit the curb. You're sugar high. You were seeing
it's probably
that.
True. It's probably true. I'll take the donuts.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dekovis is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dekovis boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dekovis has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dekovis store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dekovis.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Explore a wide selection of luxury spirits, wine, and champagne at ReserveBar.com. Elevate your gifting this year with rare and exceptional bourbons, tequilas, scotch, wine, champagne, with personalized engraving, exceptional glassware, and more. From wines to whiskeys, there's a bottle for everyone. For a limited time, save $20 on your order of $150 plus with the code IHEART at ReserveBar.com.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.